during the lesson. Rav.
As we continue in the same topic, there is no other topic in truth. The way I'm getting an impression each day, it's difficult. It's difficult for us. Because we're a new vessel, or new kli, a world kli. It's a new layer of the will to receive that is rising towards correction from greater and greater depths as we are digging up the broken pieces of the will to receive. And that's why the difficulty is understood. It's revealed more and more. But in truth, we have to be glad about it, how, as we discover all these disturbances, even by thinking that we wish to rise above them, we already give contentment to the Creator. And that is, in fact, the goal. So it turns out that we can do it quite easily if we think about this goal. And besides that, we are fast approaching the conquest of the mountain of faith. Where we can begin to appreciate how much we have to overcome the resistance, the rejection, lack of forces, lack of importance, the fact that we are deviating this way and that way towards our reason, our feeling, whatever is taking place in the will to receive, and we wish to be above it. And all of this, in order to eventually give more importance to the Creator than to ourselves, by appreciating the friends more than we appreciate ourselves. And this way we grasp bestowal on how it clothes in our vessels, and we're able to shake up the entire system and climb into it. Well, let's see what's happening. Ask, check, try again and again to examine how much you are both in the worst possible state from the point of view of the new will to receive that's being revealed, the more broken desire, because we're digging deeper and deeper. And at the same time, how much we understand more, we justify more, we are able to rise above it. And although we feel ourselves lower, we understand less, we feel less, we justify less, together with that, we can grab hold of the other end. How more than that we can justify, we can rise above, and we can deal with it. We're capable. I hear from people here and there that they are approaching good kind of corrections. They understand why things are the way they are. They grasp the way the system works. And this is our path. This is it. All in all, we have to understand that if someone in our system makes a step forward, of course it belongs to everyone. Spirituality cannot be divided. And the fact that we have a few thousand students. It's not like someone's attainment is divided by a few thousands, and each one gets one part divided by thousands. Rather, everyone has it. So we have to rejoice in his friend's joy and according to what each one can add. And this is the big difference between spirituality and corporeality, since whatever progress I make, it belongs to everyone. It's not that it's divided between everyone and each one gets a pro meal, one divided by thousands of the what's happening. Moshe will read and we'll listen.
Excerpt number 23. In faith, we should make three discernments. One, for example, if a person gives to his friend $1,000 and the person accepts it, and he is completely sure and believes, since this man is my friend and a meticulous person, so if he gives the money, there must be $1,000 there, and there is no need to count. This is called faith below reason. In other words, he believes him because his reason does not object to what he believes, meaning there is no contradiction between believing him and the reason. It follows that to him, faith is below reason, and the reason is more important. That is, he believes him because reason does not object. However, if this is in contrast to reason, he will probably not believe. This is still not regarded as faith above reason.
As far as clear, ask, and if you don't want to ask, I want to ask you to offer different examples. Maybe you will find something else. Next.
Two. He tells him, here is $1,000. The receiver counts it three times and sees that there is the stated amount there, and says to the giver, I believe you that there is that amount here, as you say. Certainly, this does not count as faith. Three. He counts the $1,000 three times and sees that $1 is missing. But he says to the giver, I believe you that there is $1,000 here. Even though the reason and the intellect say that there is less here, he says that he believes. This is called true above reason.
No, we truly have to count. We must measure. We have to put our opinion, our reason into it, and then go above it with a higher reason. This means that we place Bina above Malchut. Faith above reason. We go according to faith. And the reason we need it in order to establish the faith above it.
In our case, when you recount the states, say the spiritual states in the ten, what are the $1,000?
Anything, the friends tell me, everything I read in the books, everything there is, I have to try as much as I can. I have to try and examine it. And then later take their word, whatever they say. And according to the contradiction between what I understand and what's written, this is considered the height of the degree. The distance between Malchut and Bina.
But
those $1,000, is it some spiritual state in the 10? Or what is it?
No, the $1,000 in and of themselves are nothing. The question is, if I checked and it's true, it's correct what I'm told, or it's incorrect. And then I accept what they tell me, even though it goes against my reason. It's incorrect according to my reason.
Now, what are they telling me?
No, let's say like Kabbalists say that you have to bestow, you have to share, you have to connect, you have to do all kinds of things against our original desire.
If, for example, I look at the 10 and I see that we are not connected, or that some of the friends are missing, do I have to depict something opposite from that? What should I depict to myself?
You have to think, how could we be, how were we connected together? And when friends are speaking about connection, you need to criticize it. You need to see how much you don't want to hear it, how much you're against it, how much your heart and your brain, they suffer. They hate it. They don't want to accept these facts, these spiritual facts. And nevertheless, you make efforts and you incorporate in them and you accept these things above your reason. Meaning above your malchut. In this way, you build the degree of Bina. A few such actions, when you make it, you'll feel that it opens up a window to a new world, a new view on things, not according to your nature, but according to the upper nature, which is seemingly against your logic and it lacks justification. But if you do it several times, you'll see that you have a new window open up to a new world where we understand how you can't exist in it, how you can live in it, what's in it. But I've seen an upside down world, an inverted world. That's how it's written. But you have to make those exercises. Don't wait for it to come. And these exercises should be such where we fall, and because it's written that 1,000 times a righteous person shall fall and then get up. And you have to try and try and see each time how much you've done. First of all, it's all written on your behalf. All the mistakes and errors and falls, it's all written down on your behalf. And we keep advancing, and each one according to the root of his soul. We go through a certain number of disappointments, of descents, mistakes, seemingly. Then we receive the ticket in, because it's certain that, how shall I put it, he will enter the degree of Bina, whomever went through all the discernments of Malchut and failed all of them. So don't despair. The important thing is the importance of the goal, which we need to place higher than all our states. Now, I have no choice. That's it. What shall I do? Again, I shall fall, and again, yes, I shall do it. But you're going to fall. That's what my ego tells me. I'll fall then. You can't make it. Of course I can't make it. It's clear. Kabbalists are telling me in advance that I can't reach anything with my qualities, but I have to go through all these obstacles in this way. A thousand times a righteous person shall fall and rise, and when he rises, it's not with his own strength, but with the forces of Bina. On this, it's written, if the Creator won't build a house, all the work they put in will be in vain. Our efforts will not help us. Our efforts need only build in us the importance of the goal, but not the attainment of the goal itself.
That we can say he goes above it.
Above reason means that even though he wants to do something according to his own desire, he's doing something without any justification against his desire, because that's what Kabbalists said. That's for the time being. Later it acquires higher and higher degrees. This requires. What does it mean by faith? Faith is the force of bestowal, the force of Bina. I can bestow, I can do something. If it's either above my reason, within my reason, or below reason. But it has to be relative to my nature, to my will to receive. So either it's, I'm okay with it, that I'm giving, that I'm bestowing, I resist the fact that I need to give, or I measure how much yes, how much no. Meaning I always measure myself relative to reason, because faith is the force of bestowal. Why am I obligated to bestow? What does it give me? Where do I get the forces to bestow? Or there's someone that's more important than me, and then I bestow to him. Or I'm more important than him, so I won't bestow to him. Meaning the force of faith is the force of bestowal, which has to be relative, as you measure it, to the force of reception, like it or not, because we have nothing more than the force of reception. The force of bestowal does not exist. We seemingly construct it. As it's written, you have made me, because by that we make the form of bestowal, the form of the Creator, of the bestower. So I can't simply give, simply bestow. I have to somehow face my will to receive. Either it's for my will to receive, that it's good for it when I give, like a mother to her baby, or I go against my will to receive. Then it's already faith above reason. Or it's faith within reason. It's worthwhile for me to do it. I'm not connected to someone, but it's worth.
Good morning, dear Rav. Good morning, dear friends. A question from my 10. What if missing more than $1? Is this still above reason?
Let's say you get an envelope and it's empty. But there has to be $1,000 there, but there isn't even $1. Or maybe there's a few bucks in there, or maybe there's nothing. So here's the question. What do you want from this verification that you make? If by verifying you wish to adhere to the Creator, to do it through the friend, then you take what you received from the friend as if it's $1,000. Because for you, the main thing is to go above your feeling and your intellect in adhesion with the Creator through the friend.
Now,
as much money that there is there, less or more, accordingly you measure your faith. This example is not good for everything, but only in order to demonstrate the situation.
Okay,
we'll get back to the text soon. Let's go back to the text.
So, again, excerpt 23. In faith, we should make three discernments. One, for example, if a person gives to his friend $1,000 and the person accepts it, and he is completely sure and believes, since this man is my friend and a meticulous person, so if he gives the money, there must be $1,000 there, and there is no need to count. This is called faith below reason. In other words, he believes him because his reason does not object to what he believes. Meaning, there is no contradiction between believing him and the reason. It follows that to him, faith is below reason, and the reason is more important.
Meaning, he doesn't even compare the two. He doesn't count it. He doesn't check.
That is, he believes him because reason does not object. However, if this is in contrast to reason, he will probably not believe. This is still not regarded as faith above reason.
Meaning, it's faith below reason. Doesn't have any reason. He didn't check it. He didn't count it. And his faith is also on that level, below reason. In advance, he takes it as such. He believes. It's good, but in this way, he cannot climb the degrees. He's got no resistance, nothing on which to build his vessel of Bina.
Two, he tells him, here is $1,000. The receiver counts it three times and sees that there is the stated amount there, and says to the giver, I believe you that there is that amount here. As you say, suddenly this does not count as faith.
Because he counted it three times, it's clear to him, according to his vessels, not according to the friend's vessels or the creator's, but according to his vessels, now it's clear to him that this is the amount that he was told, and then faith is within reason.
Three, he counts the $1,000 three times and sees that $1 is missing.
Or two, or $999 out of $1,000. The principle here is that he counted it. And?
But he says to the giver, I believe you that there is $1,000 here. Even though the reason and the intellect say that there is less here, he says that he believes. This is called true above reason.
Meaning when he has reason, he checks, he sees, he understands, and together with that, he accepts what the friend tells him, or the creator that tells him. He accepts it above his reason. Then it's called faith above reason.
I'd like to give a more concrete example, maybe. There's a friend that when he speaks, I don't believe a word he says. He's the last one who can talk about bestowal or mutual responsibility. How do I connect to him?
You can't check it.
But I see that he doesn't...
No, you go according to your vessels.
I don't understand. I see that he's not keeping the mutual responsibility in the group. How do I connect to him?
You connect with him above what you think. And specifically opposite to what you think. Because you determine according to what you see and think. And this is according to your reason. And you need to go according to what's customary in the society, that we all bestow to one another. We all bestow to one another. You need to say, they have eyes, but they cannot see. Ears, but they cannot hear. I accept the group as being entirely in the end of correction, except for me.
I'd like to add a question to that. Do I have to connect to his corrected form or to imagine or love him in the corrupted state he is in?
In the state that you see him neither corrupt or corrupted or corrected. I don't know what his state is. I know that he who judges, judges according to his own flaws. So what I see in the world, including the Creator, I see in my vessels.
Which form of his do I have to love?
The way he is.
But he's corrupted 100%.
In your eyes.
But you said to love him as he is. That's how I see it.
Yeah, the way you see him.
How can I love something that's corrupted, that's broken?
Try to love him, and you'll see that according to your efforts, you're suddenly going to see him more corrected.
Final question. Is it correct to imagine that the Creator loves us in whatever situation, and I have to be like the Creator in this?
I don't know what it means to be like the Creator.
No, I mean, the Creator is with us in every situation. He loves us as we are, or something like that. And I also have to come closer to that.
You need to try and relate to the friends like the Creator. Meaning, love them in any state, no matter what. Because the way you see them, first of all, the fact that they even exist and that they're corrupted, all those forms of corruption, you see a projection of you in them. You don't see you don't see them. You see yourself. Sometimes for a few moments, you see them beautiful, good, connected, pleasant. You wish to come close to them. And then again, no. Is it because they changed or you changed? You finally have to make a decision on that.
Sometimes there are these conspicuous examples that there's a friend you've been trying to connect with for years, but you can't.
So the Creator is giving you a special opportunity to advance through this friend. Yeah. What can you do? Each one of our friends in the 10 is a copy of one of our qualities, or some of or below reason.
Annulment is below reason, above reason, within reason, doesn't matter, it's annulment. When I annul myself toward the friends and toward the Creator. Why? Because this is my group, this is what I received. From that moment on, I have to annul myself. It is like the law of the restriction. We're beyond the restriction. We can continue with all kinds of actions and calculations. Okay? PT 25.
I'd like to continue the question of the friend from Tel Aviv. If a friend sees for over a long period of time that another friend is not keeping the Arvut according to what he sees.
So I have to speak to the other friends. Perhaps it's my own spiritual phenomenon, and perhaps it's a physical phenomenon that everyone sees that this is how he behaves toward everyone. And then we have to decide, can we deal with this phenomenon or not? Perhaps we have no choice, and he is completely, he cuts himself off from the group completely, and then we can eject him, expel him from among us.
And how can we help a friend who doesn't want to receive help?
Speak to him. Speak to him. Exactly according to what we're learning now. What it means to overcome, how we can overcome our will to receive. What is the condition for rising to the spiritual world from Malchut to Bina?
Buenas noches, Rab. Buenas noches, Clima Mundial. No sé si sigue mi pregunta.
Good night, Rav Worldly. I don't know if my question is precise, but what kind of intention I need to have when counting the money? Before I discovered that I'm missing anything, and then I accepted. What's the intention with which I need to have while counting the money? What kind of intention do I need to have while counting the money?
The intention depends on who you are. If you want to advance in spirituality, then to begin with, you're counting the money in order to discover what will be your relation to what you're discovering in the envelope. But in truth, it doesn't matter. It's a very limited example. Basically, you open the envelope. First of all, you have to count. Without counting, it's not good. So, you don't determine anything. Then you're not determining anything. You're not going to reason. You're going to religion. You shut your eyes, you believe what you're told, and this is everything for you. If you want to determine, to establish where you are with respect to the spiritual reality, then you have to count. And for this purpose, you count. Or maybe you count because you have some worldly relationship with your friend, so you're checking how much he gave you, how much he gave back to you, and how much he didn't. You know, it's a business. As in business. So, check where you are.
I don't see Avram.
I can't see. Well, is this Avram?
Yeah.
No? Yes?
Yofi.
Good. Nice to see you.
Why, when I count and I see that there's $1,000, I can't go above that, above this reason?
Because you counted. And you have exactly reason, the knowledge that it's $1,000. So how will you go above it?
What does it mean to go above something?
Despite, even though you counted, you place the view of the other higher than your own view. If you're dealing with spirituality, with the ten, with the Creator, then you place their view above your own.
So, I can't place their opinion above my own?
If it's equal, then you have no way to advance.
So what are you lacking
What you need is an opportunity to go above reason. You're not given from above an opportunity to rise.
So I have to yearn to have less than $1,000?
Not yearn, but ask the Creator to help you rise, to help you on your way. How? Through failures. Through problems.
So I do yearn for these good failures, purposeful failures.
Yearn to be able to go with faith above reason, and by this you bring contentment to the Creator. Yes. In other words, the more it is against my reason, and the more it is with the reason of the Creator, or the reason of the group. It's not simple. Don't worry, it'll take months until it settles in. But once it settles in and you're on top of this, you've mastered this rule, then you'll understand that this is the whole springboard from this world. We must always check ourselves with respect to the view of the group. Do I agree or not? What I'm receiving from the Creator. Do I agree or not with what I have in life, in the spiritual development? Can I, every single moment, on the one hand, annul myself and say that every single moment I am getting a complete full envelope, and the reason I'm not satisfied with life, with what I'm receiving from the Creator, is because they have eyes but they don't see. But I am receiving from the Creator a full envelope. And this is how I advance. Every time with joy and faith. Even though every time I will perhaps see myself as being deficient. $1 is missing in the envelope. Then 100, then 2, then 100, then 999, and then I open the envelope, and it's empty. It's empty. Nothing.
Yes.
This is what I got from the Creator. Of course, from the Creator. From where else are you receiving? There's none else besides Him. So what do? Be happy about it. This is called rising above the restriction and adhering to Him, to His view, completely.
It looks as if in the third state, after I checked, and then I rise above it, again I go back to the first state because I erased my reason. How can I conserve my resistance and rise above it and not erase it?
Wait, are you talking about the state where you count it three times, as it says, and $1 is missing? And then you're saying, no, it's $1,000 and not $999?
No. Yes.
So
immediately I go back to the first state, I believe.
No. You already complemented it with faith above reason. It's not like it's correct. You disagree with what is there, but you accept it as if it is $1,000, but it's clear to you, in your own reason, it is clear to you that it's 999. And you know it's 999, and you can't fool yourself. But you're saying, I accept it as 1,000. This is called elevating yourself to the level of Bina by $1. We will have to work with it. This is really the spiritual vessel. This is how it's built. It's built on top of the vessel of reason. In above reason, Bina is built in us above Malchut. Because otherwise, the vessel of Bina alone is the Creator. We don't know what it is. We build Him by resembling the Creator, like Him, being Dome, Adam, yes, similar to the Creator.
Dollar, and he kept going. When you go above reason, there's an order of actions a person has to do before. What are they? To justify, to be grateful.
The greatness of the Creator, you have to determine that the main purpose of your work is to achieve the greatness of the Creator. And the greatness of the Creator complements everything you don't see in your reason. And then basically, from $1 that's missing, and even when a $999 or $1,000.
Good morning, dear Rav. Please tell us, faith above reason, does it erase your reason, or I have to build above it?
A beautiful question. One who goes with faith above reason goes with more faith, and then his reason grows. He goes with more faith, and then his reason grows even more. This is why Kabbalists are growing smarter, wiser. And if they don't attain faith above reason, they remain at a certain level and don't advance. Meaning, the more they advance in faith above reason, their reason grows higher, and they will have to go above it.
Turkey 3.
There are a question from my friend. In the article it writes, even though the reason and the intellect say that there is less here, he says that he believes. So question is, if I have a problem with my friend, should I develop a different belief instead of solving it by talking?
Try not with a conversation or in any other way, but with your relation. Try to solve the problem in your relation, meaning you accept what you have with him above your... Ask it.
Second question. We count because we want to reveal his quality between us.
We count in order to rise to the level of the Creator. This is why we count. Because by this we will know how much we can rise right now to the level of faith, the level of Bina. From Malchut to Bina, we need to rise. Yes.
Moscow 7.
Добрый день, дорогой Раф. Такой вопрос. Вот если мы
десятки вчера отрывки. In the 10, we discussed the excerpts yesterday, and we came to a certain conclusion, a certain understanding between us. And today, Rav is talking about it, about what we talked about yesterday, and it's as if we have an envelope with more than $1,000. How to work with that?
Don't worry. It will get spoiled. The Creator did this yesterday, and today He does that. With you, it is in order for us to learn and approach Him. That's not a problem. Just accept it and keep going. Okay? All right. Rehovot.
In the third example, When it's talking about faith above reason, is this an action that we always perform forcefully in overcoming?
That's
what faith above reason demands, that there is reason, I have to go above it, I have to decipher this state and accept it, not according to what I want and feel.
So
don't wait for a reaction, a response.
You're waiting for it to be within reason?
So,
your whole example, you don't want to use it in order to ascend in.
So, what do you need to count in the 10? What are those dollars?
No, you need to count, well, envelopes. That's later. We haven't come to it. You need to count to what extent every moment you come to a state where you are seemingly satisfied, as if you received from the Creator a full envelope. That's it. That you're happy. You're high-spirited. Filled with mutual responsibility, and you fill the whole of society with it. This is how you need to be every single moment.
Good morning, dear Raf. The envelope is empty. I checked it. And I need to accept it according to my belief that it's full. And the Creator filled it. I believe that it's full. I also should be happy. I should be responsible. So what to do now? How can I come to these forces? There's a huge contradiction there. How do I come to this? How do I approach this, that I can have this huge force to be able to have this force to be able to be in this happiness and accept everything?
In such cases, I recommend that you switch on the last TENS meeting. Let's say you connect twice a day, maybe before the lesson, maybe after the lesson. So just play the recording and listen to it. Do something that will take you, that will envelop you and annul before them.
We do that, Raf. We do that constantly. So how do I get, let's say, we're doing this constantly. We're having 3 meetings, 4 meetings a day. We do constantly, we do work on connection and praying to asking on faith above reason. And we do this every time again and again. We read articles of Rabash. We connect to it through the center of our ten. We do everything.
Because I understand everything. What I don't understand is, why don't you remember it when you feel bad?
Okay. Feeling the bad, so feeling bad is very, is in this case is essential. You say, dear Raf.
Ken.
Yes.
You need this essential contradiction to feel so bad that you go on your knees.
As ata targish, Ken. Ken.
Then you will feel it. Yes. Then you will have a vessel, and you'll already feel what is in the connection. Otherwise, it's just talk. We connect. Now you'll be able to extract strength, power from the connection.
So you need the power of this deficiency. You need the power of this deficiency to build the vessel for it. Yes. Okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Ata tetzarech.
You will have to
בצורה ברורה
determine clearly how you relate to a friend, how much you repel him, you hate him, you're opposite from him, you're far away from him. And at the same time, you want to come closer to him, to connect, to embrace. You will, those two things, detachment and connection, you will have to discover in your feelings, in your emotional powers. In this way, advance. And from this, the spiritual vessel is built.
Can I ask another question, Rob?
No.
Yeah.
So, this feeling that we have, you know, this connection that we have with the 10, this resistance, is this the material that we need in order to have this prayer to rise above it? Because we need something to grasp onto. That's why we have this 10. That's why we have this repulsion. That's why we have these connections with one another. So we can have.
Yes. This is the springboard. It's like a step you have to step on in order to continue. Internet, quickly, two questions.
From Center One, usually I'm afraid to check the friends because they know that nothing good is going to come out of this.
Why are you afraid? If it works, it may work badly, but you'll be able to rise above it. I'm actually happy. This is called being happy with the wicked who are revealed, so I can rise above them. Because by looking at them, you cancel them, you revoke them, and rise above them. Otherwise, you won't be able to rise on spiritual degrees. Next.
From Mach 14, if a person sees that he's lacking $999, should he still say that there's 1,000?
Of course, not even 999, even if the envelope is empty. He won't go to his friend to tell him, maybe I forgot to put some money inside, or maybe I made a mistake with my envelope. He's happy. I'm talking spiritually speaking. He's happy about this spiritual opportunity he has with a creator to tell him he's walking in complete darkness because he has nothing there, maybe, in order to go closer to connection, to adhesion with the creator.
From Latin 15, I see that a friend didn't come to three meetings. Would it be faith above reason to think that he's giving 100% of himself for the 10 anyway?
On the one hand, yes. On the other hand, still, on the corporeal level, we have to take care of him.
Moscow 8, what is the need for faith above reason? Why is the system built in a way that we have to receive reason and then go above it? Is there a law or a rule that makes us behave in that way?
There are two forces in nature, the force of reception and the force of bestowal. According to the force of reception, we are born, we develop, we exist. That's this world. All the forces that are here inside us and around us. There is another world called the upper world, where there is a force of bestowal, the force of connection, the force of love. And that world is where we're supposed to come to. That's the world we're supposed to reach. That's why there are two worlds. One world is called Malchut. The second is called Bina. And now we're learning how we rise emotionally, intellectually, purposefully. From Malchut to Bina, how we can awaken forces from above that will bestow upon us and will give us the force to be in the quality of bestowal instead of the quality of reception. That's called, I have seen the world and it's the opposite. It means that we will discover something that's truly opposite, opposite mind, opposite emotion. Everything's the opposite.
Mamash.
Truly. And that's how we'll advance.
Latin 20. When we count, does that mean as much as the will to receive wants to distance us from getting closer to the Creator?
No, I just have to be certain. What am I receiving within my vessels, within my feeling, within my mind, within my emotion? Because a judge has only what his eyes can see. That's it. And then I already perform an action of ascent above reason, above what I've discovered in my account. My account is in the degree of Malchut, and I raise myself to the degree of Bina.
From PT2, when a person counts and sees he's lacking money, still believes in a thousand, why does he say that he believes? What does it come to show us in the work?
That they have eyes but see not. I'm told that this is $1, suppose, and I want to accept it as $1,000. So I go according to $1 or $1,000. Incorporeality, I should go by $1. But in spirituality, according to spirituality, I want to be in adhesion with the Creator, so I walk as if I've received $1,000. So how can it be that I work this way? That's how I work in spirituality. Yes? We will see in the future how stronger it is and more correct, more real it is than our corporeal calculation.
From Mach 40, if my friends are corrected and I'm not, so why do I have to count the money in the envelope? Unless the corrected friends can cheat me, why should I count?
Because everything is with respect to me. Everything on this whole game is for me. When I receive from the Creator, I'm certainly receiving from the Creator. It doesn't matter if the friends or what, but I'm getting it from the Creator. So by receiving from the Creator, I make an examination. I want to do this examination. I don't want to walk with my eyes shut in my life. I want to know where I am in my reason. And then to determine my spiritual degree above that. And every time to rise more and more. Next.
From PT10. In what conditions can a person go in faith above reason?
By wanting to rise to spirituality in any case. That's what's before me and that's what I have to learn now. How to rise, how to live in the spiritual degree. How to think, how to feel. That's what I have to do now.
Does greatness of the Creator allow us to go above reason?
Does the greatness of the Creator allow? Only through the greatness of the Creator can we rise above reason. What else? It's not in this example. In this example, the friend is greater than I am. When I believe that what is there, that's He who organized for me. In our life, everything is organized by the Creator. So as much as I advance, I have to raise the Creator much higher than I am. That's how it helps me to be connected to the degree of Bina more and more, in a more and more higher way.
From Florida, is my right attitude towards a shattering or an uncorrected state, does that correct the state?
Everything is organized by the states we have to go through. There's nothing here that's it just seems this way or happening through someone. Everything is planned in the deepest manner.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. When you write such a thing, that there's a faithful forces that gather the debt from day to day until it is all paid. I want to tell you, Rav, it's scary to even take a loan with such rules.
With every breath you take, with every action you make, every smallest motion, even if you do it instinctively without any calculation, which is pre-planned, that's also considered that you exist and you owe. You're already born owing after the shattering of all and all these things. So go ahead, take care of yourself and don't be afraid. Everything is before you.
And if I don't pay back the debt, so what happens according to this?
So they collect it from you with your reason or not with your reason.
So what do they take from me?
The debt?
The debt?
You're already born with a debt. You are born with a debt. You are born after the shattering. The vessels are broken. And you have to take part in the correction of yourself. Yes? Why does that seem to you not just or not good?
There are all kinds of people. Some can.
That's something you don't know. You don't learn. You don't understand about that. So don't talk about others. Don't talk about anyone. Anyone.
Me. I'm not successful in this. So what will happen to me?
It is true that you're not successful because you're lazy.
So what will happen to me?
What will happen to you? What you have is happening already.
What do you mean? So I'm going to get blows because of this? That's what it's written here?
Are you afraid of hell? Be afraid. Maybe that will help you to be a human.
What can I think if I'm going to borrow and I'm not going to do what I'm going to do? So what's going to happen? That's what I'm asking.
You, in your life, demand more than what you have to in order to correct yourself. This is considered stealing. You're taking from the store without an account.
And if I succeed, so?
If you succeed, you behave properly. You, like this Greta, saying, you won't burn any trees, you won't kill any animals. That's, you heard about that, right? So you will behave as she does.
So you're saying the whole world has to go and succeed and work? Or, God forbid, what will happen to you?
We have to be concerned about being connected correctly and caring about the whole world. Yes.
Can I ask about being born in debt?
Yes.
Why were we born with a debt? We didn't take anything. So how were we born in debt?
No one asked you about that at all. About that, no one asked you. You were born after the shattering. In debt of correction of yourself and the whole world. Why? Because it's a fact. It's a fact. And you have to do that. You can say whatever you want to the Creator. But it's better if you learn And then you accept your duty to correct yourself and the whole world, not as a duty, but as an opportunity, as the greatest gift He arranged for you. You have no better relation from the Creator than what He organized for you. Because you, as a created being, can reach the degree of the Creator through that. That's basically something that, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that such a thing can happen. That someone who doesn't exist, because the world to receive to begin with doesn't exist. That's why it's created. Then, by some actions that the Creator has prepared for him, he may come to the degree of the upper forest, the Creator, that does exist, the one and only thing that does exist. And here, the world to receive was allowed, was given an opportunity to reach such a state. So what we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah is how impossible it is to build the perfect state for the created being that's created from scratch, is created from zero, to reach the degree of the Creator. It's impossible to do it in any other way. And the Creator invests His whole self in that. He's investing Himself in that entirely. He's the one who's shattered inside us. And He corrects us. And He's the one who fills and raises us to His degree.
How can we prepare ourselves to return the debt?
That's when I invest in my friends and I advance them towards the Creator, towards bestowal, all of us together. When I want to reach a state that my group will be a spiritual group, meaning everyone will connect and they will only think how from all of us, we can turn to the Creator.
PT 35. Thank you, Rav. I feel that this obligation is pushing me ahead. It lets me feel, by giving gratitude to the Creator, that I'm in the best place, and it just gives me more importance every day. So is that a right feeling?
Don't worry about that. May you have the greatness of the group, the greatness of the Creator, and other thoughts and disturbances will also come. Main thing is that you advance towards connection with the group and the Creator as much as possible. More. Elevate them above your head.
Is this depth until Gmar Tikkun?
What debt?
That you're saying that I, in advance, am already committing to the Creator, that I'm going to help the friends, I'm going to do the correction, so it's until Gmar Tikkun, I'm under a commitment.
You're responsible for the whole world, not only the 10. Later, you'll discover that you're in charge of the whole world, yes? That's how each and every one of us. Because if I don't correct myself to serve all the souls, then I'm not correcting myself. My correction is to serve each and every soul in a way that I really feel how incorporated I am in everyone, and how much by that I enter the Creator. I'm incorporated in Him. I'm attached to Him, adhered to Him, because the Creator is what I get from the adhesion to the soul. I'm trying. Yes, there is a way. There is a system. And in this system, we're all interconnected. That's already before us. If I try to carry out what I can in 100%, then I can be 100% certain that I'm helping them in whatever I can do. And then I seemingly, theoretically, let's say, I can say that I did my part, meaning by each of us trying to reach connection with everyone, try along with everyone to reach a form of bestowal completely with what's before us. By that, I perform my role. That's all. We're not missing anything, only to connect ourselves correctly between us. Because then the Creator will settle accordingly, settle inside us. In Him there is no problem. It's only that it's us. We have to build the place.
But the Creator didn't create equality in creation.
Why is there no equality?
We weren't created equal. There are successful ones, and
each one by his degree, each one by his nature, each one by his place in the system of Adam HaRishon. Well, so what? That doesn't matter. But it's quantity, it's quality, all these things are ultimately...
I'm not 100%. There's no 100%.
No, but I'll tell you, Yochai. Each and everyone has a duty, a role, an opportunity each and every moment. And for each and everyone, his nature with all the internal states and internal preparations, that's why there is no problem here. All of us, ultimately you will see that we're all equal. Someone more, someone less, smarter or more stupid or weaker, it doesn't matter. All in all, according to all the opportunities, according to all the actions we get, we later enter a state we call a sphere. A sphere. In this sphere, everyone, they have no up or down, forward, backward. There's no in or out. There is none. It's a shape that only exists in spirituality. It's a form of wholeness, perfection. Perfection. And you won't have anything you can say about anyone in no state, in no way, because in the end you'll see that this way specifically we all reach complete wholeness. In the meantime, of course, why am I not Rabbi Shimon? Tell me. Why? I want to be like Rabbi Shimon. Does it suit me or not? And maybe you, maybe the Ari. Yes? Etc. Why not? Why can't everyone be? But we're coming towards everyone. All these saints. Truly. But once we correct ourselves in the connection between us, so there is nothing more whole than the final correction. And we're going to reach that. And on the way, we have to work and to justify everything above reason.
Question from PT10. It's written that the second type are called those who want to borrow. How to be honest with the Creator and not steal what we're borrowing, not to betray the faithfulness in the Creator and the goal. Rav, a person gets this feeling, the feeling of Bina. That is faith. Faithfulness. And according to that, he can't be otherwise. Just as now, he's in his desire to receive and can resist it or only behave in the way that the will to receive dictates to him, now he will start behaving the way the will to bestow is dictating. That's nature. We think we can be sacred. How is that? Now I'll be sacred now. No. If you don't get a portion of the light from above that raises you to the degree of Bina, to some certain state, then you cannot be sacred, you cannot bestow. So there's a system, there are forces. They either raise you or lower you, but according to the place where you observe, that's where you are. You don't have to speak about yourself enough. It's enough to just see your degree. The number of your degree determines what's good in you and bad in you. That's it for now, obviously. That's why that's our work.
Question from German and PT2 about being born in a debt. Is the payment for the debt, the keeping the intention throughout the day?
Throughout the day, we must only have one intention. How do we connect and in the connection reveal the Creator? That's it. You can think about it in any kind of form, but that is the problem before us in the connection between us. Reveal the Creator. It's the force of love and bestowal that has to be between us, and in the way it's between us, we start discovering him as if he resurrected from zero, like he doesn't exist. Now, does he exist between us? No. Why? Because that's how we are. We're not building him. But if we want him to exist and we try to bring all our forces to connect between us, so we'll see, oh, he exists. Our forces are just in order to reveal him. Our forces reveal him, the intentions. And otherwise, we can't reveal him. That's it. That is called that we give enough forces of reflected light, because then the direct light can be revealed between us.
That.
What calculation? I go into a store. I don't want to take anything from the store to begin with. I don't want to receive anything. Only because I don't have a choice, I take from the store what we have. The necessities. A basket of necessities. You know, the government has like a basket that each one take 20 things that each one needs. So I come to the store and I get those necessities. It's written about necessities, you can't praise them or flaw them. It's as if I didn't take anything because I didn't build myself in the human form that I need food, sex, family, that I need all kinds of things around that, and so on. Meaning there are necessities that I need to fulfill with. Otherwise, I can't exist. Now the question is, beyond, after I keep that, I fulfill the beast in me. The rest I want to receive only under the condition that from this I give contentment to the Creator. Otherwise, I can't. Otherwise, I don't rise from the degree of a beast, but I descend from the degree of the beast even lower. That's why everything depends on what a person demands from his life. If my life is only in order to give contentment to the Creator, then I must receive necessities to myself, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to go on a diet now. And not that I'm going to walk around in rags. No. It all depends on as much as my intentions are really right, that I'm doing it in a necessary manner. And the rest, where is my head? If my head, my thoughts are giving contentment to the Creator, so I can use all the money and silver, all the gold and silver in the world. Anything in the world can be used under the condition that I use it to truly give contentment to the Creator. And then we discover that the whole world is ours, destined for us completely, but that will wrap everything we take in reflected light with the intention to bestow. The intention to bestow contentment to the Creator. Please do that, and you'll see. If it works, it will. If it won't, so you need to study more.
One more question from Russia 6. We're born in a debt for the Creator. Is this debt mutual and the Creator also has to bring me back to Him?
The Creator must. He must, yes. That's why we can come to Him and demand that He corrects us, that He raises us upward. Yes?
No.
Yes, so the question is, sometimes it is clear that the scrutiny is according to the intention and the actions are obvious and there, you don't condemn, you don't praise, and everything is clear.
How can it be that the scrutiny isn't according to the intention?
Because sometimes things turn around, and then the scrutiny is according to the actions instead of the intention. What am I talking about? When a person starts making a calculation with what he's taking from the store rather than his attraction to the goal, he's thinking, is this essential? Is this a necessity or not? What's redundant? What's not? How?
You mean things you actually really use for eating, drinking, such things?
Well, not only eating and drinking, there are other things. Yeah. People choose where to work or...
No. We are not getting into those things in the corporeal level. We don't want to get to drown in that. We are only speaking about our relationships in the group. The rest doesn't belong to spirituality. That's it. Now I'm going to choose my job and where I live and all that. It's endless. You're just going to get into an area like all those who are wandering and mistaking.
Good, so that's exactly that. It's a source of mistakes.
It's not confusing. Don't get in there. It's not the right place to scrutinize spirituality. There's no spirituality in there. Your spirituality is only in the group. That's it. On people on the street, you have to behave like a custom and don't make sacred or a wicked of yourself.
When the importance of the goal, the greatness of the Creator shines, it's clear that the calculation is only according to the general. This whole confusion of corporeality is irrelevant. But when there's less illumination, you start dealing with all kinds of nonsense.
So that's why I'm saying, don't bring the spiritual world into the corporeal world. Don't do it. Completely not. You have spiritual life, that's in the group. The big BB group. Dissemination towards the world. But actually, it's all in the group. And nothing else.